Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. I've been told you this temperature right here has done a thing to us. We've always had low temperatures like in the 30s because I've ridden my motorcycle in the 30s, but we've never been down like in the teens, like 5 and 8 and all that kind of stuff and everything. That's why we have a lot of water breaks. Matter of fact, we had a little water problem at the church the other day. One of the pipes burst, but We're gonna handle that. And I know there's a lot of families the same way. Matter of fact, we're still in a boiling, situation here in Atlanta, Georgia, because of our water, and water pressure's real low, and the fire departments are giving away free water. You can only get one case of water. And I passed a fire department yesterday, and boy, it must have been 400 cars in that land to get that one case of water. So we're still under a boiling situation here in Riverdale in Atlanta. But you know what? We've been there before. This ain't our first rodeo, and the Lord is going to bring us through, this thing. Now, first of all, Sister Pam Williams, who is on this call from down at Rome, Georgia, she wants us to offer a prayer for her oldest brother, David Hood. Prayers for him. He's having problem issues with his kidneys, and he had a stroke earlier this year. So keep Sister Pam Williams keep her in your prayers, first of all, and keep her daughter in your prayers. She's in school, because they're out of school right now, but down in Carrollton, she's in school down there. And so just keep praying for Pam Williams, oldest brother, David Hood, who had problems with his kidneys and also had a stroke earlier this year. And then also I want you to keep in prayer Brother Charles Taylor. Brother Charles Taylor, down in Milan, Tennessee, at the Front Street Church of Christ. He has a niece here in Atlanta, Georgia, about in her 20s, like 26, 20, something like that. And she lives out in Union City, Georgia. And she's in real poor health. She goes to the Camp Creek Church of Christ here in Atlanta, Georgia. So we want to keep praying in prayer. Charles Taylor, some of his kinfolk down here and need our prayers. And so there are a lot of others on this call who need our prayers. And guess what? The new year is upon us. And so let's get a few things out of the way. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do whatever. Okay, so let's get that all out of the way. And I don't want you to raise your hand, but I just want to raise your conscience. How many of you didn't do nothing with that last year? You know, like in 2022. And I know we didn't during the pandemic, like 19, 20, 21, 22. All of us picked up at least about 30 pounds, during that particular time. And so we need to get it off. So if you made that promise, let's get it done. Let's work on that weight this year, and procrastination and all that other kind of stuff. Let's put that behind us and move on. Well, in the book of Exodus, you know, there is a reason why we remember the new year and we remember Christmas and Thanksgiving and things that sort, because they are some prominent days on the calendar. But in the book of Exodus chapter 12, and verse number 24, it says, and let me see where I'm at. There you go. Oh, yeah, Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of the months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. So we do have incidents in the Bible where years and months and days are thought about by the Lord. And matter of fact, when they crossed over Jordan, they were told to put some rocks down by Jordan. And he said, when your kids, your children, when they come along, they ask, what is these rocks all piled up here for? He said, you tell them what the deal was. And so there's a lot of passages in the Bible trying to tell us about teaching our children. But the new year is upon us. I mean, in the next, matter of fact, this month is just about gone. It's boogity. We're in the 28th day of this month. And so this year, I'm doing an acrostic lesson. I had this on Wednesday nights. Acrostic lesson is when you take a word that goes straight across your page, you turn it up long ways and take each letter and make a statement with it. That's what acrostic is. And so this coming year, we want you to take the word like, it's Happy New Year. That's really what the phrase is. Happy New Year. You write that across the top, and then you just turn it upside that long ways, and you take the H this year. Happy. Hold fast to your faith this year. Don't fall about it. Don't jump ship. Don't fall off the wagon. Hang in there. Stay with it. We're going to get through this. We're going to get past this. So hold fast to your faith this year, regardless of what comes about. As a matter of fact, every time something come about, that's when you ought to draw closer on your faith to start with. And then, and that's H, A, assemble with the saints. Many congregations have gone back. Some people still in their house slippers. Some people, we call them house sleeper churches and pajama churches. Some people just love that. They still have not got back into the swing of things, but going back into the services of the Lord. But I would encourage you to do that, because you will really be surprised as to what goes on when you assemble with the saints. So get out of your house shoes and get on back to church and assemble with the church. And then P, pray earnestly every day. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Now, I don't mean that you go around town mumbling and all that kind of stuff. They put you in a straitjacket to do that. But he says, pray earnestly. Be in a praying attitude. I know sometimes you get visitors come to your church, especially males, and you'd ask them, say, "Oh, brother, folks, I ain't seen you in a long while. How you doing? Doing fine enough? How your grandkids? They're doing everything." At the end of service, kind of get you to pray. Well, what you mean? Come prepared. Prepared is our name. That's what we do. That's what Christians are. We are Boy Scouts. We are Girl Scouts. Prepared is prepared. We ain't never caught without being prepared. Glad to have you in our church today. Can you lead us in the song? Well, I just didn't come prepared. Look, song got over 1,000-something songs in it, and I know you know at least one of them songs. And so this is what I'm gonna put on you for the new year. We are prepared people. I heard people saying all day something about this is a prepared something for prepared people or something like that. But that's what we do. We stay ready. We stay ready. And then the P, another P, H-A-P-P, prepare your hearts for great blessings. This is going to be your year. I know it is. If you just get some of them knucklehead things out of your way, and change a few things, make a few little adjustments. And I know some people hate change. They really do. But thank God for change. I'm telling you, when I get up in the morning and I go over there to the wall and I hit that little old switch to tell you whether your heat is on or off or whatever, well, I'm so thankful of that I don't have to get up and get no coal scuttle and go get the kindling and start that fire and everything. Some changes are good. But then I noticed another thing about some people is it's not change that's bothering them, it's routine. Sometimes you get in a routine, you get up and you do the same thing. And then when somebody come in and say, "Hey, how about you doing this, doing what?" One of the things is when our grandkids, they're 5 and 7, I think, something like that. And the 5-year-old, the other day we was praying, and we always said, "God is great, God is good, let us thank him for our food." She said, "Can we do something different?" We're like, okay. And she said, "Lord, thank you for Granny and Poppy for feeding us today. Thank you for the clothes on our back, and thank you for the roof over our head." We were just blown away by a 4 or 5-year-old who said that God is great. It ain't like she didn't want to say it. She just wanted to express her own feelings about it. And grandparents, you know what that do to you, right? And so sometimes you have to break that routine. And then why? You're not the temptation. This year. And then the new, neglect not your talents and your opportunities. Sometimes opportunities, they said, somebody used to say opportunities only knock once, and sometimes that's true, but sometimes it knocked 2 or 3 different times and you still ignore it. So during this coming year, neglect not your talents and your opportunities that come your way this year. And then the E, stands for examine yourself daily to see if you're in the faith. You know, you could be going along there for a few minutes and something trip you up, and you know you done said something, done something, expressed something, and sort of throw you for a loop. So examine yourself daily to see if you you're in the faith. And then work diligently for the Lord. Find something to do. There's plenty to do. Don't be grumbling all of the time. Every time you go to church, there's something going on all the time. Find something to do. And then yield your members to righteousness. And then E, exercise yourself in godliness so you can grow. How many have you really grown since you've been a Christian? Now I know you're old. It ain't got nothing to do with it. You're old. You're an old somebody. Oh, I've been in the church for 45 years, and you doing what? I've been in the church for 45 years, and you have grown to what? I've been in church all my life, and you're still not a productive person in that church. Come on now. You can do better. I know you can do better than that. So yield your members to righteousness and exercise yourself in godliness and to grow. And then here's the A, aim at sinless perfection, but don't be unhappy if you don't reach it. But you still got to aim. I tell them at church all the time, when you ask somebody, say, where are you going? And they say, oh, I ain't going nowhere. Don't follow him. He ain't going nowhere. He just told you that he ain't going nowhere. What you going to do today? Nothing. Don't fool with nobody to do nothing. You just move up. So, and then the last one is redeem the time. And I think the Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, he says, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Do the right thing. Don't do no stupid stuff. Do the right thing. And so that's my message this morning. Happy New Year to everybody. And I hope that you put all them little demons and don't carry them over into the New Year's. I'll talk about that a little bit later on. But continue to pray for Sister Williams, Brother David Hood, who's having kidney problems, and also he's had a stroke this year. And Brother Charles Taylor, down in Tennessee. I continue to be with him. Awesome. Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this, and we thank you for all that you've done, what you're going to do, and you're going to carry us over to the next year. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and try to have a super-duper weekend.